This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
All right, the Jets are going to have Davante Adams when they take on the Pittsburgh Steelers this weekend. But we'll see how much he has in the tank there. The Pittsburgh Steelers appear to be making a change. Yesterday, Tom Pelissero, NFL Network, said the Steelers plan to give Russell Wilson first-team reps in practice this week. Today, the reports come out of Pittsburgh that Russell Wilson was indeed taking the first team reps at quarterback in Pittsburgh, as he's been dealing with a calf injury. They're saying he is now fully healed. Justin Fields did not wow anybody.
He had one game where he threw for 300. Yeah, that was the one game he completed passes over the middle.
Yeah, yeah.
Sun even shines on a dog's arse some days.
But he has been effective in running the football, which we know he can do.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good running back.
And he is a guy that they have eked out wins, close wins.
Mm-hmm. With the exception of the Raiders game. They dump truck the Raiders.
Yeah, well, I mean, that seems...
But even then, even familiar. In that game, he was terrible as a quarterback.
How about this? Justin Fields would be the first starting quarterback in the Super Bowl era to lead a team to a 4-2 or better record and not start a seventh game. Quarterbacks that got injured
is
excluded.
That, yeah, is that the really surprising, one. Though?
Well, that he's the first. This is like a baseball stat where it's like, dude, you're 4-2. Things are working. You just dump trucked, your words, not mine, the Las Vegas Raiders. And you got some winnable games against the Jets and the Giants coming up. They're in a really good spot right now. And they're saying, yeah, Russell Wilson's our guy. I think the surprising part is we saw Russell Wilson the last handful of years.
It's just, you know, I'm looking at the PFF grades right now. Justin Fields is currently the 21st ranked quarterback.
Yeah, all right.
By passing metrics.
Hey, all right.
I believe he's very high in the rushing metrics. Josh Allen, Tua, weirdly enough, got limited games. Yeah, he's 10th in the rushing metrics. But
hey,
I mean,
not that bad.
His decision making,
his limitations. He is not a guy that you can't roll him out there and say, as the Steelers do, say we are going to be competitive.
Yeah.
We are going to be in every game.
And that's the thing is that you can't go into a game with a game plan that can you change even really mildly with Justin Fields.
Yeah.
It has to be his ability to run the ball and make plays extending out of the pocket, because you can't run any kind of like West Coast, you know, 5-yard checkdowns and opportunities over the middle of the field because he's shown he can't and won't make those throws, where Russ will.
Hey, you know where Justin Fields graded out last year on PFF?
Where?
31st.
Good God.
He's jumped 10 spots in the rankings. How about that?
I guess when you've got some offensive help.
Oh, you have an offensive line?
You go from getting murdered. But that's the thing. It's like...
Murder ball.
He does have some weapons. He does have some protection. And even then, like, you know, that they had that one, I can't remember who that one game was against when he, you know, went off, which he did in Chicago.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
He did that a couple times where you're just like, oh, like, he's talented. There's no doubt about that. But the consistency is that he's inconsistent.
No doubt about it. Well, he had in that game, if you look at on the season, he has 1,106 yards. In a 27-24 loss to the Indianapolis Colts, he threw for 312 yards. The very next week, in a win over the Los Angeles Chargers, he threw for 245 yards. If you're keeping up at home, 557 of his 1,106 yards came in two of the six games.
He has less than 150 yards in every game but one, and it was 156 in week one. Yeah. It's 156, 117, then the two big games, then 132 and 145.
Yep, but he's winning. That's where the stat of no quarterback has ever gotten the hook in this situation comes to play. Russell Wilson last year, according to Pro Football Focus, 27th.
But
Fields was 31st.
And again, I think coming into the season, they're both cooked.
And Kenny Pickett was 29th.
Eesh.
Literally... wedged in between their two current quarterbacks was Kenny Pickett.
They just refuse to do anything in that position that gains them any ground.
Yeah.
But with Russ, even as cooked as he is, they're going to keep it simple.
Mm-hmm.
He has the ability. Now, he doesn't have, obviously, the athleticism of Justin Fields. That's where I think they're going to maybe run up against it, and maybe they ultimately come back to Fields. But with Russell Wilson, they do have the opportunity to explore all of the field. Through the passing game with Justin Fields, you don't. I just, you know, his career is borne out that he cannot and will not consistently complete passes in the middle of the field.
Yeah, I mean,
it is what it is at this point. It's nothing new.
That's brutal, dude. Well, yeah, you have the not so fast, my friend. We are not going to be doing this any longer. Russ Wilson, your new starting quarterback for the Steelers. Watch Russ go off.
I mean, I can see
it. Go back to Mr. Unlimited against the Jets.
I mean, if he goes back to the version of Russ that Pete kept in a box,
Arthur Smith would love to have a quarterback hand the ball off, take shots downfield.
Play action, yeah.
But what this would mean is that Russell Wilson needs to concede that he is not a downfield thrower, and he never has been over the course of his career. And his career, when it was the most successful, was when he was protected by a great run game and opportunistic throwing chances.
Yes.
Right? That's where he was great. And Russell Wilson wasn't great at that. Russell Wilson was elite at that. But he's also lost a step because of his elusiveness was one of the things that made him so prolific in throwing downfield, waiting for those guys to get behind the defense and just huck it up and tutty, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw in Denver, oil and water with Sean Payton and him.
Lack
of weapons, too, and an offensive line that still is not very good.
I think the infrastructure that Mike Tomlin has, because with Payton, it's still not rock solid. It's
God, no.
But with Tomlin, it's the most rock solid in the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very much what he says goes. And I think if Russ wants to be appreciated and, I don't know, maybe look at getting another contract in the NFL, he's going to have to shut up.
Yeah.
And look, I know Mike's not out there running the offense, but it's one of those situations where I think the trickle-down effect is shut up and do what you're supposed to do. You get to start.
Yeah, the standard's got to be the standard.
Yeah.
Can I point you guys out to one stat?
Uh-huh.
The Pittsburgh Steelers currently have the second best point differential in the AFC.
Yeah, I mean, their defense is...
1 point behind Buffalo.
Yeah, their defense has been very good, and they...
And beating the Raiders,
The Raiders with a massive point differential was super helpful.
So Buffalo plus 39, the Steelers are plus 38.
All right.
Which I would never have guessed that.
Well, nor would I. You guys seen the bear stat? The stat about the Bears? You seen this?
I've seen lots of bear stats. Most of them read, make sure you hang up your food.
Yeah, well, that one. I'm talking about the football team Bears.
Oh, right.
Oh, not the one in the great outdoors where they shot the pelt off the top of his head.
Or his butt.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.